Are from. David along the way. is the ability to hear what is politically right in a way that is also theologically right. That is to the wise end, which is also the right end. First, the political end. If one of David's men kills Shimei, what's going to happen? Well, do you remember that Shimei is of the house of Saul, he's a Benjamite. Killing him might anger his relatives. It may even push the house of Saul into the waiting arms of Absalom. It's very politically unwise. On the other hand, if David simply allows Shimei to continue cursing him, at the very least, David maintains the status quo, and he might even gain some sympathy from those in Saul's extended family. But second, this is theological. The acceptance of humiliation is a remarkable sound before divine providence. Behind the acceptance of this providence may lie a sense of guilt. David might have thought, I am suffering all this because of what I have done for taking Bathsheba and murdering her husband. For my inaction, Amnon's strength came off. And Absalom's murder of Amnon, the guilt is coupled with a bit of despair, as David goes on to say, when my own son is trying to kill me, what difference does it make if this man alive of Elijah's tribe, who at least has political grounds for his hostility toward me, should be violated? David knew that he was completely innocent of what Shimei was accusing him of. But he was not so naive to imagine, let alone to assert, that he was actually innocent. Let me put here, sir, a bit. This is theologian too. The English Standard Version renders verse 12, it may